Jim Neal, the general manager of the Dallas Stars. How you doing, Jim?
We're doing good.
Now, Ozzie's nervous because I said I got a bit of a different question to start off. So I'm at Sportsnet last night,
yep,
covering for Hockey Central tonight. So I'm watching all the games going on. The Edmonton Oilers dying, other close games going on. But there's a classic game on, and I can't stop. And it is the towel game. Because I love Roger Neilson, the Vancouver Canucks, yep, Chicago Blackhawks, yep, and all these people I didn't even know existed in the game.
Right.
And there's Jim Neal.
Yep.
And what, Kurt Fraser was on there. Kurt
Fraser,
also.
Yeah,
Colin
we heard
Campbell.
About this morning. Yeah. So now what? Yeah. Did you wave a towel? Did you get kicked out? What did you do?
Well, we had a big, I believe it was game two, and refereeing on from what we thought wasn't that good.
And Bob Myers, yes.
Yeah, there happened to be there was a brawl at the end of the game, and then end of the game, Roger, about 2 minutes to go, he grabbed a stick and put a white towel on it and started to wave it. And that's really the start of the white towels.
Yeah.
You know, when you see it around the league now. So we went back home after that. It was the Vancouver Canucks white towel thing, and now it's around the league. So that was Roger.
Well, yeah. You know what, Jimmy? I was not on Sportsnet Central last night. I was probably sleeping the time that Gord was watching that.
You get PBR.
I was trying to find Gord all over. I couldn't find what channel he was on. But anyways, he'll tell me another time. But you know what? Your Dallas Stars, this is year number two for you as general manager. And I got to say, in an era where it's so much focus on the cap and the inability to make trades, you've made two pretty significant trades. Last summer was the trade for Tyler Seguin, who's leading the NHL with 18 goals. And then this summer, Jason Spezza, you acquired him from Ottawa. You just recently had signed him to a long-term deal. So those are two pretty significant players on your roster right now that you've been able to acquire, and they're a big part of your future as well.
No, they're a very big part of our future. When I came there, you know, we looked at the team, and we knew we were weak down the middle. They had Jamie Benn, who's a winger, playing center ice, taking draws, and it wasn't working. So we knew we had to take care of that situation. A little bit's luck, a little bit's timing, a little bit is the cap. It all kind of comes into play. You know, Boston, you know, they went to the finals that year. You know, all of a sudden, guys start getting raises. You get a calculator out, the numbers didn't add up. We had the right assets. You know, Louis Erickson's a good cap number. You know, we had some young kids and Riley Smith and Fraser and Morrow. So we had the right assets. We had cap room, and we're fortunate it worked out well for us. And really, Jason Spezza was the same situation. He, he wanted to move on. There's only so many teams you can go to. You know, once again, we're fortunate we had the cap space, and it's the way the CBA set up. It's gonna, you know, the talent's gonna get dispersed, and it just depends where your team is at that time period.
Well, it's gonna be interesting. The Canadian dollar going down about where the cap goes next year. Who knows? And cap room could be the most valuable commodity once again. And I'm wondering, on the defensive side, like, are you looking, what, building at the trade deadline, about maybe making one more hit and maybe that being a defenseman?
That's our next thing we have to take care of. Now, I've got to be patient. I've got four really good young kids coming. You're going to see three of them tonight. Another one's hurt. Patrick Nemeth, he's the one that he cut his wrist. He didn't cut his wrist, but another player cut his wrist. When we're playing against Philadelphia, he's out for the year. I got Jamie Oleksiak. We brought up a young kid, Klingberg. He's been outstanding for us. And then Jyrki Jokapäkka, Finnish kid. All four of these guys played for our championship team down in Texas last year. They're all 21, 22, 23 years of age. They're our future. And, this is a good learning tool for them. There's going to be some highs and lows. There's going to be mistakes made, but we know that. We're going to live with those pains. So I know I got a good base there, but we do need to add. We don't have that 25-minute cruncher that with 2 minutes to go, you can put them out there for 2 minutes, play against the other team's best player. We don't have that. Now, they're not easy to find either. You know, you don't go to Kmart and they're the blue light special. It just doesn't turn on. So if something's there, you know, that's our next piece.
As long as they're not the red light special behind you.
That's the key. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, you guys come into tonight's hockey game, one game under 500, six in the Central Division. I'm sure that's not where you and Lindy Ruff and the staff would like to be at, but I'm kind of liking your team to what Colorado did last year. I mean, both you guys made the playoffs, and now I think teams are aware of who they're playing, and I think that next step or the next season is that much harder. Are you guys finding that right now with the way that teams prepare to face the Dallas Stars?
No, you're definitely right. You know, the expectations have been raised, and it's up to us to meet those expectations, and we haven't done it yet. We, we added some skill, and I think there was a little bit I could see in training camp. I was a little bit worried. We kind of changed our game. We thought, okay, we're just going to go out there and run and gun, and it did happen early. We had two or three games where we were running and gunning. But that eventually catches up to you, and you guys know it doesn't matter what sports you're on, you got to play good defense. And we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from a little bit of our, you know, we were a real tenacious team. And we tried to open our game up too much, and that's what Lindy's trying to rein back in now.
Jim Neal, the general manager of the Dallas Stars, joining Gord Stellick, Mark Osborne on Leafs Nation pregame. And interesting this morning at the skate, and Stephen Robitaille came over to chat with the team. And I was saying that it was one of those where, you know, sometimes it's like anything. You got guys that come over, an ex-teammate, you go, oh, God, he's coming over. Yeah, geez, yeah. God, or whatever. And then there's guys that you can tell really have, there's this mutual respect and a real nice vibe that way, which we've seen a lot here of that. And I just, I know you were there for part of the era there. And talk about what he brought to Dallas and what you see him bringing to Toronto.
Well, I can just tell the Toronto fans, I think they already know, you're not going to meet a better person than Stephen Robitaille. And he's gone through a tough year. He's going to get better every day for you. You know, to have two broken legs and in 1 year is, you know, less than 1 year, to tell you the truth, is unbelievable. And at his age, but you're not going to find a harder working guy, and he's going to get his game back to, you know, he's still playing well, but he's got another level yet he's going to come to. But for what he does for your team in that dressing room and on the ice in practice for those young kids, the Rileys and the Gardners, he's going to pay dividends for you guys.
Jimmy, I want to ask you a question. A guy who's not in your lineup tonight, who's injured, and you came for the Detroit Red Wings where there was a lot of grooming done on the minors for some of the young guys. And you had a Valeri Nichushkin who came in as an 18-year-old last year, made your team, scored 14 goals, had over 30 points. That was a pretty big plus for you. What did you see in him to merit keeping him last year and looking forward to right now? What's his update as far as his injury goes?
Yeah, and right now he's probably out for the season. He had season-ending hip surgery. Okay. It happened in training camp, and he thought he could get through it, and it just wasn't getting better. He ended up playing 4 games but hardly played for us. So we finally decided, let's get it done. He's too young to get him taken care of, but we miss him. He's, he's 6'4". He's strong on the puck. He's heavy in the corners, and we do miss him. But, what we saw, I was fortunate. I was, still with Detroit at the time, scouting for them, and I saw him play lots over in Russia. He played in the men's league, and over in Russia, for a young kid to play in the men's league, you know that they're teaching him to play good defensive hockey. It wasn't like he was just going out there and running around and doing what he wanted to do. They were very disciplined with him. He played on the championship team, and he played the third, fourth line. He was good in his own end, had to do the right things. And we thought that would probably help us for him coming over to North America, and it did. He's a very responsible kid. He was one of our top plus-minus players last year.
Yeah, mentioned big blow, him being out of the lineup. And, injury's part of a game and a lot of things that are part of the game. I'm wondering the intangibles you learned from Ken Holland. I mean, you haven't had the horrible times yet, but as far as dealing with adversity and also the gold bar that Detroit set for so many years.
No, I was very fortunate. Ken Holland, Jimmy Devolano, Scotty Bowman, we had some of the best. And, the one thing I learned from Kenny, it is patience. I know everybody looks at Detroit, and there were some tough times in Detroit, too.
Yeah.
There was playoff losses that were disappointing. There was, I would say every year there was a stretch in January, February, we couldn't win a game. And you sit there saying, is this it? Is the team too old? Is it time to break it up? And the patience was so important. And, the patience, and then the patience with the young kids, that's the other part. Let them develop at their own pace. And it's not easy in today's game to do that, but you have to do it.
Just going back to Tylos again, Jimmy, if I could, when you did acquire him last year, and there was, the Stanley Cup win with Boston, a little bit of rumors off ice and all that kind of stuff, to get a young talent like that, take us back to last summer. In fact, did you sit him down and have those discussions of what your expectations were of him as far as just taking his game to the next level, maturing, learning through some of the stuff that you've gone through? Has he been able to do that in your eyes?
Well, he's been everything we could have wished for. And, going back to the summer, I was fortunate. I got to see him play lots for Plymouth Whalers. I live about 10 minutes from that arena. I got to know him well. So I knew what he was as a young player. And so I was pretty at ease that way. And the other thing that, people forget this sometimes is he played for the Boston Bruins. They're like the Detroit Red Wings. They're, these elite teams. They do things right. So I knew that when he was 18, 19, 20 years of age, he was being told how to play the game the right way. And it wasn't like I was going to be getting a young kid that had no idea what was going on. He was they were whipping him. They were telling him, here's what you got to do. You got to be better in your own zone. You got to be good on the boards. You know, you got to be responsible. You know, he might not have caught on to it yet, but I knew that he was being taught that. And we sat down over the summer after we traded for him. We had some great conversation where actually we got a great relationship. It's kind of a father-son relationship. We're very open. I tell him whenever I smell some smoke, I know there's some fire, and we're going to sit down and talk, and he's very open. He'll admit when he's doing some things. You know, he is 22 years of age. He's going to have some fun. I know that, but just I told him, be smart about it. He's an athlete that's in the spotlight, and I feel sorry for the kids nowadays. You know, these young guys, you know, they're making big money. You can't go anywhere now. Everybody's got the cell phone with the camera, and it's a different world than when we grew up in that. And I feel sorry for these kids, and that's something we're preaching to our guys all the time. You got to be careful. Just be careful. And he's been very good. He's been everything we could expect.
Seems like as well, when he went to Boston and Dallas, he's your new Mike Modano. He's the star now. I mean, just dealing with an 11-year-old son, how they talk about players, he's the guy.
No, he is the guy. Him and Jamie Benn, we've got, you know, they're on poster boards everywhere, and they know it. And I told them there's a responsibility that goes with that. You know, you got to be accountable. You're accountable to the organization now, and he knows that. He's been very good.